Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Third down and three. And the first critical play offensively now for the Browns. Can they convert? Mayfield throws, it's picked off at the 30-yard line. Down the sideline they come, and going into the end zone, a touchdown! Jordan Dangerfield gets in there and picks it off for a pick six, and the Browns are in trouble early. Exactly what they can't do, turn it over, they just did.
Well, throwing late over the middle will always get you in trouble. Now it's the same.
Man, that was varsity ball today. They stepped up and stepped up big all across the board and met a challenge versus a very good and a team that was very hot. Third down was an issue for us last week defensively. I thought they answered that challenge well and emphatically today. It's necessary to slow down a dangerous Browns attack, one that had been ringing up a bunch of points.
One for six on third down. They need a yard for the first down, but they need yardage to try and get in field goal territory. Two receivers right, three to the left. Mayfield's got the snap in the pocket. Oh, he's going to get hit. He's going to throw the ball away into the Steeler bench. And the Steelers coaching staff, as Mayfield really got drilled, and he's up very slowly again on his right side.
You got the right arm hanging. That's not a good sign.
Bud Dupree got in on Mayfield. As he delayed and got in, and he crunched Baker, and then Mayfield unloaded the ball into the bench area. Cam Hayward was in there too, and Hayward hit him in the back, Doug.
Yeah, he really unloaded and put his helmet down and just drove it in.
We had a better plan. It starts with us as coaches, and then the guys performed better. And they finished it off, but we both were JV last week, players and coaches. We got better this week.
By Chafin Lujan, Andrew Law Firm, doing good by doing right. The High Tops, the Browns Radio Network, Mike Tomlin, Steelers 38, Browns 7. Malzi? Malzi?
Yes, Pony.
We couldn't hear you. No, we couldn't. We still have technology sometimes standing in our way, which is part of 2020 that things have changed. But one thing that has stayed the same is that the Steelers are still better than the Browns. Isn't it nice? Isn't it comforting to know that in that respect, the NFL food chain is the same? Everything topsy-turvy, upside down. But if there's one thing you can count on, it's Steelers-Browns.
Right.
They said Dangerfield.
Their broadcast team couldn't. Yeah, Jordan Dangerfield. I'll tell you what. Steelers fans probably thought they were hallucinating if they were somehow listening to the Browns broadcast of that play. The broadcast team even brought their F game.
Oh, man.
That was a thumping, man. That was a big time. We already have the explanation as to why Mike Tomlin uses some of the cliches he does, and I liked his explanation about it because he says people don't really listen necessarily. But he was right. Varsity ball, they just absolutely laid the wood to the Browns. I'll be honest.
That was a public crime.
It was a humiliation.
Yes.
He
should have called the police on the Steelers the way that they just assaulted and mugged and beat up publicly the Browns yesterday.
I don't want to hear either that the Browns had injuries. I don't care that they did. I had a little birdie tell me before the game that they were much more beat up than the injury report even let on. Who cares?
Yeah.
They trumped it up to be their Super Bowl, and they came out and laid a Denver Broncos against the 49ers-style performance in the Super Bowl. I thought There was one thing that stood out to me in this game, like in terms of the actual game action, and I'm wondering if it was the same for you. I really did believe that the difference would be that Roethlisberger would play a cleaner game than Mayfield, and he did. But I actually thought Cleveland was going to be able to run the ball on the Steelers, and the Steelers' front seven just absolutely slapped around that Browns offensive line. I was astonished at their dominance in this game.
I mean, they held them 110 yards below their season average. It was 22 for 75, and some of those runs were in garbage time. Before that, they were under 50 rushing yards, and this is from the number one rushing attack in the entire NFL. The thing about a game like this, the complexity of a Steelers win over the Browns, is that it does come with a caveat. The caveat is not the Browns suck. It's not, well, they did it against a woebegone, hapless, moribund team. The caveat is that they lost one of their most irreplaceable players in Devin Bush in the process. So the micro is, it's a game where you're just loving every second of it. It's a complete beatdown. Everything is going the Steelers' way, but it comes with the catch that you lose a really important player. And I'm interested in hearing from you, Chris, what you think. Like, that defensive performance is hard, no matter what kind of work you put in, no matter how hard you train, no matter if you're how hard you practice. It will be hard over the next they have 11 regular season 11 games left. Who knows the playoffs? They will be hard-pressed to duplicate and match what they did defensively yesterday. And it becomes even harder because they don't have Bush. Or are you going to tell me that you have extreme confidence in them being able to replace him?
No, I'm not going to tell you that. I mean, for our listeners who are familiar with the term, you'll know exactly where I'm going here. For those who are not, a Pyrrhic victory, one that inflicts such a heavy toll of losses on the victor that it feels like a loss. Like, Devin Bush is not the Steelers' best defensive player, but I think it's a very fair characterization to put him out there as their most irreplaceable player, right? Because isn't it based on who you do or don't have to replace him in the lineup? I'm sorry, when I'm reading from, Howard Fineman, MSNBC, a Pittsburgh guy, and the best thing you can say about Robert Spillane is that his grandfather won the Heisman Trophy at Notre Dame, and then he says, don't worry, though, Steeler. It was supposed to be, like, I guess, positive. He goes, yeah, terrible combine, not a great athlete, but he is really smart, and he hits really hard. Oh, that's nice. That's wonderful. They're in trouble at that position, and they play.
What does that mean, though? When you say they're in trouble, like, what are you telling me? That the defense can't be great anymore?
I think it can be great against certain teams, but I think with Bush out there healthy, granted, with their whole defense healthy, they had a chance to hang in there against just about any offense now that we've seen a little bit of a blueprint for maybe slowing down the Chiefs at times. But without him, they are vulnerable, I think, again, much more vulnerable than they would have been otherwise against good quarterbacks working the middle of the field, because that's where I think he helped them the most. And, they go and play the Browns again. Browns are still going to try to run it. They go and play the Ravens twice. Vince Williams is useful in some of those situations. But you know what a
very
team like
useful
Baltimore loves to do? You know, well, he plays downhill and he thumps people. But guess what else Baltimore likes to do, for example, since they have – and guess what Tennessee likes to do this week? They like to run Derrick Henry at you, get guys like Vince Williams, who love to come in and wreck people on running plays, sucked in, and then throw it right over your head on a play-action pass. And Tannehill's great at it, and Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews and those guys are pretty damn good at it too. So those games now loom as much more difficult challenges because of the specific nature of Bush's game.
I found myself doing two things after the game, and that was soaking up the feeling you get when you embarrass a quote-unquote rival team. You know, they're not a rival because they haven't beaten the Steelers at Heinz Field since 2003. They don't win enough of the games for it to be a true rivalry, but you play them twice a year and they're right down the road and it's fun to mock and make fun of the Browns as an organization and as a fan base. So you're reveling in that, but you're also thinking, like, the Browns have been such a doormat team to the Steelers that you can't help but look past them now that you've beaten them. And so now how do you make it work without Bush? How do you continue to put great defensive performances out there? And the optimistic thing I can say is they are more talented. They have better players now than when they lost Shazier. They have a better supporting cast to make up for Bush's loss than they did when Ryan had his injury. and when they felt like they needed to trade up to get Bush. That defense that lost Shazier and went from allowing 17 points a game all the way up to 28 and got embarrassed at home by Blake Bortles to the tune of 45 points in a playoff game and got run all over by Leonard Fournette, that team had Mike Mitchell at safety. This team is Micah Fitzpatrick. That team had Artie Burns in the lineup at corner. This team has Steven Nelson and Mike Hilton. This team has a better version of T.J. Watt. This team has a better version of Bud Dupree. This team even has, I think, a better version of Cam Hayward, which is hard to believe because he's older and he's in his 30s now. So I'm not going to pretend that it's – like people that are trying to make it sound like it's an insignificant loss because Bush doesn't have a lot of highlight-level plays this year, I think that's just, you know, the intoxication of blowing out the Browns and it hasn't worn off yet. But once you sober up, you're going to realize that you lost a really – important player. And I do think, Chris, like the Patriots won a Super Bowl with Hightower out, right? They won a Super Bowl without their defensive quarterback. Mm-hmm. So that becomes now the onus.
The challenge. The one thing about the Devin Bush situation that I'll call it not a silver lining because you never want to see anybody go down with an injury, but unlike the Shazier play, which I think everybody knew right from moment one was going to be catastrophic and possibly – I think everyone had a gnawing sense it was career-ending potentially. Devin Bush, for a team that looks like it could contend beyond this year because of the way the quarterback's playing, right? Like it looks like the Steelers might be built for longer than 2020. He'll be back next year, right? Like I'm not – with the Shazier thing, there was
But I'm not kicking the can down the road. I'm not looking at this injury and thinking they're done. Okay, rip it up, tear up your Super Bowl plans. They can't do it now that Bush is out.
No, but they're gonna have to have the guy who was called Jordan Dangerfield yesterday by the Browns. They probably wish it was Jordan Dangerfield. That's the one guy I think that is going to have to be unbelievably great and erase some of the plays that would otherwise happen with Devin Bush not out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.